Welcome, listeners, to The Veins of the Illawarra, a podcast that examines the people, entities, organisations and places that are the lifeblood of the Illawarra region. I have a very special guest across from me. I have Narelle from the Illawarra Cancer Carers. Narelle, welcome.
Thank you, Travis.
This podcast is about talking to people on the ground about their organisations and what they do. The Illawarra Cancer Carers, can you tell us about their history in the Illawarra?
Sure. The Wollongong Cancer Care Centre at the hospital came about before that Cancer Carers actually did. It began by a man who promised his father that he would get a centre built in Wollongong after he had to travel to Sydney for his cancer treatment, because we didn't have any down here. Money was raised and the first linear accelerator machine was established in the current Cancer Care Centre in Wollongong Hospital. Then in 1990, a group of about 12 volunteers got together to help patients who were getting treatment at the centre, because they just noticed that they were just sitting around, so they were making cups of tea, offering them biscuit sandwiches, just to make their treatment time a little bit easier. And then the centre actually opened in 1991, and the Mercury advertised, asked for more volunteers to go and help, because there's only 12. Yeah. And that's where it's all started. So it's just, from then till now, it's just got bigger and bigger and bigger. So that's where it all started. So mainly by a chappie going to Sydney who didn't want to go to Sydney anymore, and he asked his son to help, and that's where it started. Yeah.
And can I ask, synonymous with the Illawarra Cancer Carers is the blue shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Did that come about as just not a deliberate choice, or was it just something that evolved over time?
It evolved over time. We wear these shirts so people know who we are. Yeah. They see the shirts and then they just put two and two together and think, oh, you're here to help. Everywhere we go, whether it's at the hospital or out on the street, when we have our craft stores, people know the blue shirts are us, because we're the only ones that wear them. Plus we've got all the sponsors, names all over us as well. And people see it and they just think, oh, you know, he's an angel in a blue shirt.
And in terms of your own involvement, when did you join the organisation?
I started about 12, 13 years ago. I was working, finished work, and then I had some time off.
Yep.
I was working for the government for about 18 years and I just needed a change, and then I was at home. And after about 12 months, I thought, oh, I can't sit here all day. So I Googled volunteer work in the Illawarra, and the Illawarra Cancer Carers came up. And I thought, oh, and I'd never heard of the carers. I've had cancer in my family, but never heard of them. So had a look and had an interview. And ironically, on the day of my interview, I had a car accident. So I couldn't get there. And as I was being driven away in the tow truck, my phone rang, and it was one of the ladies who was interviewing me, and she said, oh, you know you've got an interview. And I'm like, I had a car accident. And she said, was that on the F6 and you wearing a red shirt? She said, yeah. She said, oh, I passed you. I'm like, oh, okay. So I had the interview a week later, and then just sort of started a little bit after that, and started as a driver, driving the patients to their appointments in Wollongong Hospital. And then it just got a little bit too much, because you're picking up people every day, and or two or three times a week, and you get to know them. And it just got a little bit too much when you'd see them gradually, you know, going downhill, which sadly that's what cancer does. So I stopped being a driver and went on to the craft side of things, and that's where I am today, still there.
Excellent. In terms of the Illawarra Cancer Carers, what are their core objectives, and how do you help people in the Illawarra?
Our core objective is to help cancer patients and their families, and the medical staff wherever we can, by doing whatever we can within guidelines. Obviously, we can't do what the doctors and the nurses do, but a lot of the nurses and the doctors don't have time to do the little things. Get a cup of tea or have a chat. Look, we make breast cushions with our craft group, so we give those out. And just the little things, you know, they might need a message run or something, so you know, we do that, and we help mainly Wollongong Hospital. We help at Bolai Palliative Care. It used to be at Port Kembla, but now it's at Bolai. And private hospital as well. We help out, and Wollongong Uni, mainly with donations and for their research. There's not a lot we can do unless you wear the white coat and the things like that. As I mentioned, we help out with providing funds of research and the purchase of machines to help with the cancer treatment. We have recently purchased a bladder scanner for Bulleye Palliative Care. I think they know about that. And four chairs. There's two special wheelchairs and two lifter chairs, like I call them the Smokey Dawson chairs.
So yes, yes.
Just to help the patients, because they have a lot of trouble, especially if they're sort of towards the end of their time getting out of the chairs, very weak and everything. So they came to us and said, oh, look, you know, we need these. And I was like, yeah, no problem. And they give us a quote, and, you know, and so that's only some of the things that we've provided. And other machines, I can't even pronounce it, you know. The name of the machine is like half an alphabet long. And I just think, okay, and what does that do? And then it's explained to us, and it just goes in one ear and out the other. It's so medical. We also mainly help, we try and help patients in as best we can. We have a driving service as well. As I mentioned earlier, we pick up patients from their home, take them to their appointments, wait for them, and then drive them home again. We do that every day if they need it, twice a week, three times, just whatever it's needed. And with the driving service, if a patient's looking to do that, they contact the hospital, and then the hospital will contact our driving coordinators, and that's where it goes from there. And we have a minimal charge for that. Also, we have a wheelchair and medical aid hire service. We rent wheelchairs or motorised scooters out, and we get a lot of donations of those as well. We have a van that's kindly donated by a convoy, and we can drop those off at the person's home, or they can go out to where we have them all stored. They can pick whatever they like, and once again, the minimal, I think it's $20 a year for that, and they can keep those as long as they like. And then we just get people ring up and say, look, I've got a motorised scooter and it's brand new, it's been used three times, and, you know, here you go. And you just think, you know, it's worth $3,000 or whatever. And, yeah, and it's just, you know, you just get blown away by the generosity of people. So that's core objectives, mainly to help in any way we can, you know, in different ways that we have.
And in terms of the size of the organisation, how big is it in terms of people or volunteers that help out?
We have over 200 volunteers from all over the Illawarra, and we even have one lady who lives at Heathcote. And I know that because she's in our sewing group. She was living down here, but she's moved up there, but she still keeps in contact.
Sure.
Yeah, and we help everyone from Helensburg right through to Tullamore. Our drivers will pick people up from Helensburg and Tullamore, because I used to do that. So we cover everything pretty much in the Illawarra. And I said to someone not long ago, now, we cover all the areas because cancer doesn't restrict itself to a suburb. It's all over, yeah. And people are very happy when we pick them up. And our volunteers help out in the hospital, and the Wollongong Hospital Cancer Care Centre, just on levels 1 and 2. We used to go up into the wards, but we're not allowed because of COVID. Hopefully we'll get back in there.
Yes.
And we also, as I mentioned, Bulleye Palliative Care, as well, we have the ladies go in there. They make morning tea, have cups of tea to the patients, the families, whatever they need. Yeah, and they've just let us back in there a few months this year, 6 months. Yeah, and when they walk in, the ladies go, oh, you're here. The nurses go, yay, give a little clap, because they know that we're here to help. Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Without impacting on anyone's privacy, can you tell the listener and myself about a couple of positive stories which exemplify what the Illawarra Cancer Carers do in the Illawarra?
I did think about this, and I have got quite a few, but narrowing it down to two.
Yes.
The first one affects me personally. One of my friends was in Wollongong Hospital, and he was in there for cancer treatment. And when he came out of hospital, I'd caught up with him, and he said to me, you're a cancer carer, aren't you? And I said, yeah. And he goes, you wear the blue shirts, don't you? And I said, yeah. And he said, you know, when I was in hospital, I said, I had these two ladies come into the ward, and he said, oh, I wonder what they're here for. And then I saw the cancer care logo on the shirt, and they said, oh, hello, we're from cancer carers, you know. We're here to help you any way you can. Would you like a hand massage or maybe foot massage or some bed socks? Because we could do that then. We can't do that now. And he said, oh, can I have all three? And they said, yeah, it's no problem. So he had the three, and he was just so grateful. And he said, especially the bed socks. He said they were just the best thing ever because he always had cold feet. He always used to say that. And then anyhow, he had to go back into the hospital again, and once again the ladies went up and had, you know, the foot massage, and then when he came out of hospital for the last time, every time I'd see him, he'd just look at me and go, best day ever. He said, best day ever. He said, oh, he said it was just so nice. He said they'd come into the ward and I'd say, come to me, please come to me, come to me. And he said, and they'd come over, and he said, it was great. And I just said, oh, you know, I'm glad. He said, oh. And it's just best day ever. That was his slogan. He just, it was great. And he said he just loved the ladies that would come and help. And he said, simple thing, you know, like a foot massage or a hand massage. And, yeah, but big smile on his face. But sadly, he's gone now. Yeah, and every time I hear best day ever, I think, oh, yeah, you know, I'm sure he's having the best day ever upstairs as well.
And from your own perspective there, even though you weren't one of the volunteers helping him at that point in time, to hear it as a second-hand story, it must feel amazing to then hear that that's the positivity and the love that you guys give.
Yeah, it does. Because I'm the president at the moment, every positive story, you just think, oh, you know, it's my people have done that. It sounds like I've got a big head, but you think, oh, you know, and it just makes you feel that we're doing something nice for someone in the community. Yeah, and we have so many grateful people. And quickly, the other one I was going to mention, we have gift wrapping at Christmas in through the shopping centres here in the Illawarra. And people come along just for gold coin and, you know, get your present wrapped and everything. And then we get people that come along and say, oh, I don't have anything, I want to give a donation. And it's like, okay, you know, here's $5 or here's 10 or whatever. But we had a man last year, and I was working in the Dapto Moore one, and he came in and he said, oh, I want to make a donation. Do you have a donation box? I said, yeah, there it is. And anyway, he said, oh, look, I'll just put this in. And I said, would you like some change? Because he put $50 in. Yeah. And he said, no. He said, you helped my mother. He said, I don't want any change. He said, that's the least I can do. He said, I could give more if I could afford it. But he said, you know, and I'm thinking, $50, you know, that's a lot of money. Yeah, but people do that regularly. We have stalls and I'll say, oh, I just want to make a donation. Or here's $10 or here's $20. And no, I don't want anything. It's like, well, you know, we've got plenty of things. No. And yeah, and that's what happens. And I always think, you know, you don't have to do that, but it's people's way of giving back. Yeah. Because they don't know how else to give back, because we may not have helped them, we've helped their mother or their father or their sister or their brother or whatever. Yeah, and you just think, it's just so generous. Yeah, and so we get that quite regularly.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
I know. Especially at Christmas time, makes it all even greater. Mm.
And you said you had over 200 people in the organisation. Can you tell us about some of the people? I think you've discussed it already, some of the roles that they have and the positive impact that they have on the community.
Yep. Well, our volunteers, as I mentioned earlier, come from all over the Illawarra. A lot are retired, but there's a lot still working, and they help when they can. We found quite a large number of people join after cancer has either impacted them or a family member, because they want to give back, and that's the only way they know how, because they're at home, they're thinking, oh, what can I do? Oh, I'll join the carers because you were so good to mum, so, you know, we'll give back. So that's what they do. And also, you know, we may have helped someone by giving them a wheelchair or a motorised scooter or something simpler like a cup of tea in Wollongong Hospital. And, you know, as I said, I keep saying, people are so grateful, and they really, really are. have been able to go back to the Cancer Care Centre now to help with cups of tea and sandwiches on level one and level two, but going to the wards we can't because of COVID. We're working on that.
Yep.
Every time we contact the hospital for something and it's like, you know, are we back on the wards? No, not yet. But we are on level one and two and we're back in Bulleye palliative care, which is a start. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you've got to start somewhere. We have a free lymphedema clinic at Dapto Ribbonwood Centre every second Friday, and that's run by trained therapists, yep. and our volunteers also help out there as well. So lymphedema is a swelling of the lymph glands, and they have massages and everything, and all the therapists, as I mentioned, are all trained and all volunteers. They give their time for free, and it's a lot of people don't know about it, but there's a lot of people that do. It's a good thing, you know, a bunch of ladies. I've been out there to have a chat and have a little rooms, and it's very private, and the massage and everything, and you know, the ladies walk away with a big smile on their face, and you think, well, you've helped somebody else today.
Well, in researching and talking to my wife about this interview, she had cancer in 2014, and she was amazed by the care that she was given by the Illawarra Cancer Carers, and
it's good to hear.
And started working out at Ribbonwood Centre, and saw the blue shirts, and straight away triggered a real positive response because of the memories that she had of, you know, the care that she was given.
It's good. It's always good to get positive feedback, definitely.
For you personally, what drives you in the role that you undertake for Illawarra Cancer Carers? I know you've had many roles, but what drives you?
I like helping people, and both my parents passed away from cancer, you know, quite a few years ago. I started out as a driver and then graduated onto the craft group, which is part of the carers, and that's where I am at the moment. With the craft group, I'll just tell you a little bit about that. We have about 25 to 30 ladies come every Friday at Dapto Showground, and it's a hive of activity there, because most of the items that we make on we sell on our craft stalls, that's where we make them, and we get a lot of donations of everything from material, wool, they're the main things we get, but we also have a lot of ladies that are downsizing or moving into aged care, and their daughter or their son said, look, Mum, what are you going to do with all this stuff? Oh, I don't know. We'll bundle it up. We'll take it into the carers because I know they'll use it. And we often get phone calls sometimes 2-3 times a week saying, oh, my mother's moving into aged care. You know, we've got all this stuff of hers. And when it comes in, you just think, oh, my Lord, there's so much. Because the older ladies been sewing for years and years and years.
Right.
We had one man, he donated, it was 30 or 40 big black plastic bags just full of material because his wife had passed away.
And she'd accumulated that over time.
Well, some of the material was priced still in pounds and shillings.
Yeah.
And that was like early 60s when that changed. So that's how much material. And it was it just kept coming and coming and coming. And we go through everything. We keep everything that we can.
Yeah.
Some things we can't use. Some things people have had for years and years, and it's just beyond use, which is quite sad.
Yeah.
So we have a place in Sydney. They take material and they use it for something. So one of our ladies takes it up there. And we also donate on to other charities and a couple of the kindies. We have a couple of ladies that their grandkids go there. So they take the stuff to the kindies. All the craft things that we can't use. Like, we can't use everything. And sadly, we can't store everything because we do have a big storage area, but it's pretty chocker pretty much all the time. Yeah, so, so that's where I am at the moment. And with our craft stalls and everything, as I said, we have them in different shopping centres throughout the year. And most of the stuff that we have on there, a lot of it's donated, like all brand new, like knitted and crocheted rugs that a lot of people make. But we make a lot of things there, and we have it all on the stalls. And the money we raise goes back into the carers to buy whatever machines they need that are half an alphabet long, and different things that we support. Yeah. So that's where I am. Just one other thing, we have we make breast cushions out there at with our craft group, and over the years I think we've made over thousands, and they're given out to the ladies or the men too. In Wollongong Hospital, in palliative care if they need it, the private hospital, and just whoever wants one. If they've had a breast operation, it just sits under their arm, and people just ring up and say, look, a friend of mine's had an operation, but in RPA in Sydney, you know, would you like, can she get a breast cushion? Anyone can get one, and they're all free, and we make those, as I said, thousands over the years. And also turbans we make, the ladies out there, for ladies that have lost their hair with chemo, we give those out for free, and they can get those at the Wig Library in Wollongong Hospital. But any Friday that we're out at the showground, everybody wants to come out between 9 and 11:30, everyone's welcome. Come at 10, you get a cup of tea. And you can have a look and see what we do. You can buy whatever we have. It's not a problem. We have FPOS as well. Yeah, we've come into the 2024.
Digital age.
Yes. So, so that's mainly what I am now, just in charge of the craft group, the craft coordinator, I think is my official title.
And I'm sure that, you know, the people that have cancer are the people that you support, but I'm sure that there would be a lot of camaraderie, a lot of friendships developed amongst the volunteers and people in the organisation. Is that something that helps, you know, the enjoyment that you get out of what you do?
Yep. The with the craft ladies on a Friday, as I said, there's like 25 to 30 come in every week, and they all get there, and that's really the only time they see each other. Yep. And, you know, what have you been up to? How are the grandkids? And one lady a few weeks ago bought in an iPad because her granddaughter got married, so she bought in the iPad, and everybody was like, oh, look at this, because she was telling us, and they're all interested. We have a few get-togethers during the year, lunch is out, and we usually get about 30 odds or so ladies come along to that. It's a good camaraderie, and I've talked to quite a lot of the ladies during the week, just about different things, or they'll ring and I'll say, oh, I've got all these donations. Yeah, no problem. And everyone gets along really well, just from all different walks of life. And it's quite funny, because when I started with the craft group, I walked in there and the first lady I saw was an old school teacher of mine, and I said, you know, oh, how are you going? And she's looked at me, and she said, did I teach you at school? And I said, yeah, she did. She goes, what was your surname? And she's like, you could see. She's like, oh. And it was just amazing, you know. And then other people have come in that I used to go to school with. And it's quite fun. And you find out about people. And even the ladies that work in the hospital, it's when you find out about people and just talking to people, and you think, oh, you know, you lived in Wollongong all your life. Oh, yes, you know. Yeah. I went to Connaughton School. Oh, so did I. And you just get to meet people and get to know a little bit about them. Yeah. And like, I've been friends with a lot of them, well, pretty much since I started with the craft group, going on 12 years now or so. And you know, we've been to places together, to buy things for the craft group. But yeah, and you know, talk to them quite often during the week and know all about their families, and it's nice.
In terms of the hurdles that Illawarra cancer carers face, what are some of the hurdles that you face, and how have you overcome them?
Well, hurdles number one would be lack of volunteers. So I said earlier, we have over 200, but always looking for more. It's like everywhere's always looking for more volunteers, and they say the more the merrier. We often get confused with the Cancer Council as their volunteers as well, but we're all local and 100% volunteers, and all the money that we make stays in the Illawarra. Yeah. It doesn't go anywhere else. And I know the Cancer Council and us and other cancer organisations, we all do the same job, and that's to help cancer patients in any way we possibly can. And I also think getting our name out there through this podcast as a start, is a good thing. So people know who we are. And a lot of people have never heard of us. I'd never heard of us until I joined, even though my parents had cancer. I don't know if the carers helped my father in hospital, because my mum died years and years ago. I don't know, because I wasn't there all the time. I'm assuming that they may have done. So it's just letting people know that we're here. But a lot of people do know that we're here. If anybody wants to join, we have a new website, which was just launched Thursday or Friday of last week. All upgrade. It's so easy to use. I went on over the weekend and thought, oh, this is so much easier and so more up to date. Yeah, so if people want to go and have a look, they're quite welcome. But at the moment, we do need someone to be a Bunnings barbecue coordinator. We're having a bit of trouble. So if anybody out there would like to do that, they can contact me via the website. My phone number's up there.
Details are on there.
Yeah, it'd be ideal, because I have done it before and I'm willing to help, but I just don't have the time to be the number one.
Wear multiple hats.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, the green hat today, the blue hat tomorrow, the orange hat the next day. Yeah. Yeah, but as I said, if anyone's out there wants to help out, go to the website. It's not a problem whatsoever.
And the final question probably leads into some of the points you just made, that if people wanted to get involved or donate, the best way to do it is to go to the website.
Yep.
Contact someone like yourself.
Yep.
Talk about what they can do or how they want to donate, whether it be materials or money.
Yep.
That's the best way to get on and talk to Illawarra Cancer Carers.
Yep. And we have a Facebook page as well, which I look after. So if we're having any stalls or anything, I normally put something up. All depends. Like if we're having a stall at Dapto, I'll put it up on all the Dapto sites that I'm a member of. And then, we're covered. A lot of people will share that, and then people say, "Oh, I saw it on the website." You think, "Yay!" Or, "I saw it on Facebook." You think, "Yay!" It's working. So, my phone number's on the website. There's a contact. You just fill it out, and the email will go to, I think it goes to a secretary. She doesn't know the answer. She'll ring me anyway. So she's been around for a few years, so she knows what's going on. And plenty of people. If we don't know the answer, we can find it out.
From someone.
We've had ladies that have been there in the carers for 28, 30 years.
Wow.
Yeah, that's long amazing. Time. Yeah, I know. And I think if something I don't know, I'll say, oh, I'll just go and ask Jean, she'll know. Yeah, I know. It's just amazing.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a privilege, Narelle, to hear about your own journey and the Illawarra Cancer Carers, and hopefully... at least one person as a minimum by hearing this podcast then reaches out in some shape or form. And it's been an absolute pleasure and a privilege to speak to you and to hear about Illawarra Cancer Carers. Thank you.
Thank you, Travis. I appreciate it very much, and have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks to the Illawarra Cancer Carers and their president, Narelle, for telling us about their organisation. If you can help the Illawarra Cancer Carers in some manner or want to see the work they do in the community, then please visit their website, illawarracancercarers.org.au, or go to their Facebook page. Thanks for listening to The Veins of the Illawarra. It is greatly appreciated. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a comment or a review. I'm your host, Travis. Goodbye.